Meanwhile, the other side of it, the outward side, the Christian is a perfectly dutiful servant of all, because what do you do with your faith? You serve your neighbor in love. So the Christian is perfectly free by faith. The Christian is a perfectly dutiful servant in love, because good works are works of love, and that's the outward side. Love is the outward side of this Christian life for Luther. Faith is what's inward. Works of love for your neighbor are outward. We need to talk about how you get from faith to good works, because although you're justified by faith apart from good works, nonetheless, faith leads to good works, and they're inseparable, as outer and inner are inseparable. And what happens, in fact, is that the first half of the Treatise on the Freedom of a Christian talks about this inward gift of faith, which makes you free of all ills. And the second half is about this outward good works. So now what we're doing in this lecture is talking about that second half of the Treatise on the Freedom of a Christian, which is about the outer works of love, where you serve your neighbor. Not trying to set things right with God. That's the inner freedom of faith, right? That's an inner relationship. Faith is all about that. Your neighbor, doing things for your neighbor, that's what love is about. That doesn't make you a good Christian. That doesn't set you right with God. It doesn't justify you. But your neighbor needs your good works, and that's why God saves you and gives you faith so that you can serve your neighbor. Let's put it this way. Suppose you ask the question, what are we supposed to do with our lives now that we're justified and saved? Right? Like the that Augustinian paradigm where you're heading towards salvation, you're not saved yet, says Augustine. Well, Protestants say, you are saved. Right? You've received the gift that Augustinians think that you're heading for all of your lives. In one sense, it's already happened for Protestants. You've already received the gift of God himself. You are united with God by faith. Well, you've gotten to the end of the road. What are you going to do now? Another way of asking the same question is, well, don't Christians have to do good works? Don't they have to do something? It's not just believing something, it's doing something, isn't it? Well, it is really a question, what do we do now? Now that we're free from sin and damnation. Well, let's go back to that metaphor from the previous lecture. Suppose you're a prostitute who gets married to the king's son. What do you do now? You are now no longer a prostitute. You're the queen. You're glorious. You're happy. You're wealthy. You're the most beautiful and glorious and wonderful person in the kingdom. Everyone loves you. What are you going to do now? Well, you're going to behave like the wife of the king's son. You're going to behave like the king's son himself behaves. You are going to be, you're going to serve the whole kingdom. That is to say, you now have all the wealth of the king's son, and it's your job to give it away. You don't become queen by behaving like a queen. You become queen by believing the king's son when he says, you're my beloved. But now you've got all the wealth of the king's son, and you've got to do something with it. You've got a life to live. You have to live like a queen, which is not selfishly, not by just enjoying yourself. God saves you in order to give you to your neighbor. God frees you from sin and death and the devil to make you the servant of your neighbor. God makes you a king or a queen so that you may serve everyone else in the kingdom. That's the way of love. That's what good works are. So, all the wealth of the kingdom is yours. It's now your job to use it well the same way that Christ does. You're married to him. So behave the way he does. Do his work. Do the work of Christ for your neighbor. Another way of putting this, and here's a favorite metaphor of Luther's. It's as if the love of God is poured down into the bottom of your soul by faith in God's word, and it wells up and overflows, so that God pours all this good stuff in you, all this love and glory and blessedness and happiness, and it overflows outwardly toward your neighbor. You have been justified. You have been saved. You don't have to worry about those things anymore. Now, you've got nothing to do with your life, but be like God is, loving your neighbor, doing good for your neighbor, doing what Christ does. Luther will say, in one of the most profound formulations, we become Christs to our neighbors. That's what happens through faith, right? You get married to Christ, well, you become like him. You do what Christ does. You receive all this goodness in God's love for you in the gospel, well, then you share it with people. That's your job now, right? You've got all the goodness and happiness you need, so share it with everyone. In doctrinal terms, what you can say is, faith does good works. Luther will say this all the time. Faith does works. Faith creates works of love. You don't do good works by trying to obey God. You do good works by hearing the gospel and believing. And then faith itself does all the good works.